HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we commemorate the World Suicide Prevention Day. We have a very special story for all of you that would hopefully bring us closer and make us stronger too. 20 years old Unniti from Jharkhand had been dealing with depression, anxiety and PTSD since 4 years, and many a times came close of committing suicide, up until a few months ago when she attempted and overdosed on sleeping pills. Unniti's pain stems from a sexual assault experience that she suffered from at the age of 11. That heinous incident never left her mind. This week, she speaks about her journey to hopefully empower other individuals battling with something similar. Come, let's listen to her story.
I am Unniti and I am a student right now. I was a very active child in my childhood. I was so active in academics and in curriculars. I was loved by everyone. I was brought up in a very healthy and loving environment in my family. My parents were always there for me. It was 4 years back when I was first diagnosed with depression, anxiety and PTSD. Everything was so tough at that point of time for me. Mujhe kuch bhi karne ka man nahi karta tha. Even brushing my teeth, taking a bath were so difficult for me. And sometimes I couldn't breathe properly. I just wanted to be alone and isolated. Mujhe lagta tha, main akele hoon. And life seemed so meaningless to me. Everything was a waste for me. I didn't want to continue my life at that point of time. All these disorders are the result of an incident that happened to me when I was 11 years old. I had gone to a wedding and I was sleeping at night in a hotel. The room was full of darkness. I was sleeping so deeply that I couldn't even sense someone was in the room. And when I woke up, my clothes were open and someone's hands were inside my undergarment. That shattered me. I was just frozen at that point of time. Immediately after that, I told my parents about it. But the response I got was, "Chup raho, kisi ko kuch mat batana. Samaj kya kahega?" And that haunts me today. And all these years, I was dealing with, I can't explain how I dealt with all those things. That was so tough for me that I just wanted to die. Even simple triggers like wedding or public gatherings scared me the most. I just wanted to end my life. I was tired of pretending to be okay. I was tired of pretending to be happy. That incident left me broken. I didn't know what to do at that point of time. Everything was so difficult for me. I used to cry to sleep and I was just silent. I became so quiet after that. I don't know how to describe it now. I can't explain how I feel about it. It has affected all my daily activities. Every time it is on my mind, as if it's happening to me again and again. Any trigger happens and then I just go numb for 2-3 days. Everything seems so tough after it. I wish I had not slept that day. So I took those pills 1 month ago. Before taking those pills, I had sent the picture of the pills to the closest of my friends, hoping that any one of them would call me and I would stop myself from taking those pills. But the response I got was, "Tumhara dukh kabhi khatam hoga," and that shattered me. Already I was feeling like I was a burden to everyone, and that confirmed it. So I just took those pills and I was so sure I would die. I took those on Raksha Bandhan because on that day everything was triggering me a lot. क्योंकि भाई रक्षा करने के लिए होता है बहन के लिए, एंड मुझे जब ज़रूरत थी तब किसी ने भी मेरे बारे में नहीं सोचा था. एंड दैट थिंग कीप्स कमिंग टू माई माइंड अगेन एंड अगेन. सो आई जस्ट टुक दोज पिल्स and I was so sure that I would die the next day. But the next day, my parents were knocking on the door of my room and they found out that I had attempted the suicide. So they immediately took me to a psychiatrist in Ranchi, where the psychiatrist told me to have the medicines and to go into therapy. So now I am under treatment. I am taking antidepressants, the medications for it. Also, I am under therapy, so they are helping me a lot. I still have suicidal tendencies, and when that happens, I remind myself, why am I alive after attempting suicide? And the only reason I tell myself is that I want to fight for all those survivors who are going through so much. Sexual abuse होने के बाद तो sexual abuser जो होता है वो तो आराम से चला जाता है, अपने life continue करता है, लेकिन इसके साथ हुआ है उसके दिमाग पे क्या असर होता है ये मैं नहीं बता सकती, कैसा फील होता है. I want to work for all those people and I want to help them as much as I can. So that keeps me motivated. I do yoga, I meditate. So these are the things which keep me motivated. When suicidal tendency sometimes overpowers me, then I just call few of my friends and they help me a lot. I just want to tell everyone that if someone says कि मुझे अच्छा नहीं लगता है, मैं मरना चाहती हूँ या चाहता हूँ, anything like any distortion from their usual behavior, please reach out, please ask them what are they going through, and please listen to them, genuinely listen to them, try to understand them, because it's very difficult to go through such things all alone, and someone needs help. And it's important to help people than telling them to be strong all the time. Because up to a certain level we can be strong, but after that we need help. So please reach out to people, please genuinely listen to them. We never know what anyone is going through, so we must be kind. We must listen whenever we can. We must go out and make someone's day, because that can save a life. Please be there for people, please listen to people. That's very, very necessary.
So this was our champ Unnati's story, whose tale hopefully inspires many to seek help and reach out for support. For mental health is and must be your priority. Let this story be a reminder of that. Also, if you too are a She Slays champion or fighter and would like to share your story with us, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned and enjoy, for we have many stories coming your way. This is Chai Dabas, your host, signing off. Take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.